that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go.
Hi, this is Dr. Bud Pierce, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads. Today is October 1st, and let's do a quick update on the COVID-19 pandemic. Oregon is doing great, as it has throughout the pandemic. In terms of deaths, the ultimate failure or the ultimate threat to us, we're at 560 deaths per 4.2 million people. That means we're number six in terms of least numbers of deaths. Fabulous. Keep doing what you're doing. People are keeping socially distanced. People are wearing masks when it's appropriate, and we're doing a great job. So be satisfied and happy with what we're doing. Second, let's update what's happening to our children. You know, we always worry about our children. I have two children, don't want anything bad to happen to them. Well, we have data from the first 9 months of the pandemic, somewhere between 100 and 105 children under 18 years of age have passed away from the COVID-19 viral infection. Awful, to lose one is awful. But during that 9 months, approximately 15,000 children have died of other causes, accidents, drownings, cancer, other diseases. So again, children are not very affected from this in terms of a lethal outcome or a serious illness outcome. They can be transmitters, but they themselves seem to be protected. Thank goodness that our children are protected. On the vaccine front, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine is now in the rolling phase of vaccine evaluation in Europe. What that means is they have good preliminary data. The regulators are looking at the data as it rolls in. They're testing thousands of patients for both immune response and for safety. So again, looking like we're moving steadily toward that vaccine. And let me tell you this, when the first vaccine that gets approved by European regulators or our FDA comes out, you'll see me getting a shot right here, because these vaccines are being tested and prepared in a way that is more thorough than any other vaccines that we have done. It's a bunch of wooey or whatever you want to call it, that you can't trust this. The scientists are working hard. The companies are working hard. Everyone has liability and accountability in this. It's very transparent. When that vaccine comes out, shot goes right here, because we need to protect ourselves and we need to use our science. Let me end this with one thought. You know, it's interesting as we face disease and diseases, how the victims can be blamed. It's interesting to me that when people announce or you find out that someone has gotten the COVID-19 pandemic or some family member or friend, they almost feel embarrassed, like they did something wrong. Well, when you get the virus, you didn't want to get the virus. You're a victim of the virus. You have nothing to feel bad about. You're not guilty about anything. When people talk about businesses and such, there's no one to blame about this. Remember, we're doing social distancing and separation and masking to slow the spread of the virus. Can't prevent it. So don't ever blame anyone for getting sick with the virus. They're a victim of the viral infection. You should be sympathetic. You should be encouraging. Again, in terms of COVID, going great. Keep doing what we're doing. Hopefully sometime soon I can announce that the first vaccine has been prepared. And if I can, I'm a healthcare provider. You'll see me getting that right here in this arm. Thank you very much and have a great day.